The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 641, The E-Bullet, July 2021. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the folks over at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Drop by over at Weavers and check out all the cool maybe items they have over there. They have the hat I'm wearing. That's right, the Mayberry Patrol Car Emblem embroidered cap. I'm wearing it tonight. If you're watching the video version, you'll see it. Go over there and check it out. While you're there, you might want to check out Floyd's Barbershop Comb, or maybe you want to get the Barbershop Hairstyle print. Just head over to weaversdepartmentstore.com and check it out. Hey, thank you to the boys in the band, and thank you for being here with us. It's always great to be here in Mayberry and just to spend time and visit and talk. And tonight we're going to be talking about the E-Bullet from 2021. We do that every time it comes out, and every once in a while, usually a lot of times here lately, I've been late. I've been late getting it out there for us all to talk about. But the E-Bullet came out just a few days ago as we speak. Hopefully it went into your email box. And if it didn't, there's a subscribe right on the page with the E-Bullet. You can go and subscribe to it and get it delivered directly to your email. And that way you won't have to wait on me to try to read it to you. But I'll hit the highlights at least. So you'll get some of the information. I want to thank Jim Clark, the presiding goober emeritus of the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club, who does all the work putting together the E-Bullet and all the information in it. And we always, we thank Jim so much, all of us, all the fans. We really appreciate him. So we're going to do the E-Bullet. We're going to do some trivia, and then we're going to hear from Randy Turner. And I got an announcement about the Mayberry Effect and when it's going to be available. So stick around and we'll talk about that. We'll fit that in during the show. All right, so I'm going to play it. I'm going to get some background music going so that we can cover up any mistakes I might make. How about that? I always like to use the Mockingbird from the VW Boys. Thanks to the VW Boys at VWBoys.com for playing, letting me play their music. So let's head over to the E-Bullet 2021 July edition. It's the volume 21, issue number 4. Jim starts out saying, "Welcome to the July issue of the E-Bullet. Things have been hopping around Mayberry in recent months with a good variety of activities by Andy Griffith Show stars as well as by chapters, fans at large, and festivals. And there's so much more coming up as we blaze on through the summer and into the fall. Like Andy eating his third spaghetti dinner in one night, let's just dig right in. All right. Here are some of the upcoming events, followed by reports of recent happenings and other news around Mayberry." I feel like the guy on Hee Haw that read the news. I don't know. So we're going to head on into the Floyd's Barbershop bulletin board and event calendar. Now, you can always find this information at imayberry.com. If you head over to the event calendar, you'll find it all there. Well, the Andy Griffith Museum featuring Emmett Clark's monumental, there I go, I can't say the words, collection of the Andy Griffith Show artifacts is open. That's right. Even with North Carolina's recent easing of pandemic restrictions for their own safety and the safety of those around them, folks who haven't been fully vaccinated, will be still requested to wear a mask indoors and near others. Okay, so if you'd like to go to the Andy Griffith Museum, the information is in the E-Bullet. So I encourage you to go to the show notes for the podcast and head over to the museum website. That's andygriffithmuseum.org. It'll show you. So coming up this week, if you're listening to it concurrently to being released, July 16th through the 18th, the 9th annual Mayberry Meetup, sponsored by Two Chairs No Waiting. That's right. The podcast right here that gathers every week to listen to me talk about the Andy Griffith Show. You can now gather in Mount Airy and hear me talk about the Andy Griffith Show. That's right. We'll be there on Friday and Saturday night. If you sign up, you'll get the information about all the stuff that's going to be going on. I posted it in a few places, and I'm sending it out to everybody that has signed up so they know what the schedule is, and they have a link to a Google Doc that'll let them know. Now, one of the things that's going to be occurring during that weekend, if you can make it to Mount Airy, is July 17th, for sure, we're going to have Mayberry 101 author Neil Brower. That's right, Professor Brower himself. He's going to present a second installment of the summer lecture series about the Andy Griffith Show with a discussion about A Date for Gomer. So we'll be watching A Date for Gomer, and then he'll be telling us all kinds of stuff about it. It starts at 2 p.m. Eastern time there, and it's in the Andy Griffith Museum Theater there in Mount Airy. Now, admission is included with admission to the Andy Griffith Museum, which is $8 for adults, $6 for children under 12, and it's 12 and under, really, not under 12. So you can visit it's andygriffithmuseum.org for more information. Roland White, he's one of the country boys. He'll be performing along with his band at the Station Inn in Nashville, Tennessee on July 31st. On August the 14th, Neil Brower will be back in Mount Airy, and he'll be presenting another, installment of his lecture series. And this year, discussing Goober and the Art of Love. And again, it starts at 2 o'clock, same information as before. So please be sure to check out Neil Brower's lecture during Mayberry Days as well, which will be on September 25th. It's always a highlight of Mayberry Days Festival. Roland White's going to be back performing on August 27th at the Station Inn in Nashville, Tennessee at 9 p.m. Information is all this information can be found in the e-bullet and at the event calendar on imayberry.com. Coming up, the big event of the year, September 20th through the 26th. September 20th through the 26th is the 32nd annual Mayberry Days in Mount Airy, North Carolina. Yay, I wish I had a clapping sound. That would be great. The special guests confirmed so far include Betty Lynn, that's Thelma Lou, Rodney Dillard, the guitar playing Darling Boy, Dennis Rush, that's Howie, Opie's friend Howie, Margaret Carey, she played Bess Muggins and Helen Scobie. Joy Ellison, she was Effie Muggins and Mary Wiggins and others. She was other people. Ronnie Shell will be back. He's going to be there. He was in two episodes of the Andy Griffith Show, and he was also Duke Slater on Gomer Pyle, USMC. We're also going to be joined by Karen Knotts, that's the daughter of Don, and Bettina Link. She'll be traveling to the Mount Airy from, wow, she lives in Hawaii. What a long trip. So thank her, if you see her, for coming to visit with us. She is the wife of Richard O'Link, the associate producer of The Andy Griffith Show, and also longtime personal manager of Andy Griffith and other stars with the Mayberry Connection as well. Tickets are already available for some of the concerts and presentations, including things that will be going on at Mayberry Day still. Colin Ray, he's actually going to be on there on the 18th, which is, I think, the weekend before Mayberry Days. It's the Saturday before. But Colin Ray will be in town. It's getting an early start for Mayberry Days. So if you want to go up the Saturday before, you got a concert with Colin Ray, country music star, if you'd like to go. There's going to be two shows. One is a banquet for the Mayberry Days Golf Tournament by T. Graham Brown. The Doug Dillard tribute show by the Dillards featuring Rodney Dillard is another event. Ronnie Shell presents Andy, Don, and Jim, My Memories of Three Mayberry Legends. Now, boy, that sounds like a really good one. Ronnie Shell will be presenting that. Karen Knotts presents her Tied Up in Knots, a book talk. Oh, a book. Well, more to talk about in a second. And, of course, Professor Brower with Neil Brower. He'll be there, his lecture that he'll be presenting. Definitely something you're going to want to go and see and be a part of. I definitely encourage you. All right, other tickets that are available. So much to do at Mayberry Days. You have no lack of entertainment. Okay. Tim White and Troublesome Hollow. You're hearing Tim White on this music that you can barely hear in the background. This music. He's one of the VW boys. The VW boys have kind of disbanded. And now Tim is playing with Troublesome Hollow. And you're going to be able to hear him. They're going to be doing a tribute to Mayberry. You got Alan Laths. I'm sure I'm saying your name wrong, Alan. But it's Mayberry. I just call him Alan because that name's real easy for me to remember and say. I don't know. But it's Mayberry Melodies he's going to be doing. Michael Hoover's Memories of Elvis. And, of course, Colonel Tim's Talent Time. Other concerts highlights during the week. Wow, there's more. Include The Embers featuring Craig Woodard. The Legacy Motown Review. The Band of Oz and James Gregory, the funniest man in America. Wow, all of that's available already. Go over to the website for Mayberry Days. That's maybe.org, and you'll be able to go and order the tickets. Much more is to be announced, but for now, you can get tickets for these confirmed presentations. Also, don't forget that it's always a good idea to make hotel reservations soon, much sooner rather than later. And to be sure to check out the event calendar online at imayberry.com in between issues of the e-bullet to get all the Mayberry rundown. Whew, that's a big event. So another big event, if you happen to live out in Texas, in the Paris, Texas area, at Pat Mays Lake in Paris, Texas, they're going to be having on October the 30th through the 30th. What? I read that wrong. That's crazy. October 30th, the 33rd annual Uncle Jesse Big Bass Classic. It was founded by Denver Pyle. It's going to be held at Pat Mays Lake there in Paris, Texas. The event helps raise funds for Denver Pyle's children's charities, which remains very active in the Paris community. For more information, there is a link to a Facebook page all about Uncle Jesse's Big Bass Classic. Yeah, when I first read that, I thought it said October 30th through the 33rd. Then I realized, you know, there's not 33 days in a month. Anyway, I thought it was leap year, like a weird leap year. So let's head on over now to news of cast and crew. News of cast and crew. And we're going to start off with some guy you may have heard of, Ron Howard. Ron Howard. I think he played Opie. I think he did. Ron Howard has completed principal filming of 13 Lives in Queensland, Australia. In his spare time, Ron is also directing a documentary about World Central Kitchen. In addition to his directing duties, Ron has, by Ernest T's latest count, a gazillion projects in the works as a producer or executive producer for various divisions of Imagine Entertainment. One that just came out in late June is a documentary about the origins of the Peanuts comic strip. But it's available only on Apple Plus streaming service. But still, that'd be pretty cool to see. All of Mayberry continues to eagerly anticipate Ron and his brother Clint Howard's their memoirs called The Boys, which will be published by William Morrow on October 12th. So we're looking forward to that. Ron and Clint are already busy signing 10,000 special copies. Oh my goodness. 10,000. That's a lot. That's a lot. So they're signing them. So there will also be an audio version of the book. Oh, man, wouldn't that be cool? I hope they read it. That'd be really cool. There hasn't been an announcement yet about who will be the reader of the audiobook. We'll have more about the book details as the publication date draws closer. Clint Howard is the special guest, or was the special guest, for the NEPA Horror Film Festival Spooky Summer event. at the Circle Drive-In in Dixon City, Pennsylvania. He greeted fans and signed autographs. That was followed by screenings of Clint's most iconic films, one of them being Ice Cream Man, and another one they showed was Rock and Roll High School with Clint Howard. Speaking of books, we kind of teased this a few minutes ago, Tied Up in Knots, Dad and Me, a memoir by Karen Knots, the daughter of Don, is being released on September 21st, the Tuesday of Mayberry Days. What great timing. Karen shows that Mayberry Days will be built around the book, just as the book itself is, in a way, following the footsteps of her longtime Tied Up in Knots show. So this ought to be great. So we're really looking forward to that. Weavers will be carrying both of those books when they are released. So you can check them out at Weavers. Of course, if you're there at Mayberry Days, I'm sure you can get one from Karen and get her to sign it. It's hard to beat that. But Weavers will be carrying them. And I think we're going to even maybe have signed ones from Karen. Hey, I wanted to tell you too, Leroy McNeese made the cover of Bluegrass Standard back in June 2021. That's right. It's in the show. It's in there in the bullet. You'll be able to see it, the e-bullet. He was profiled and is on the cover of the June issue. And there is a link where you can go and read it if you go and check out the e-bullet. Margaret Carey has been active on the book trail as well. Man, books, magazines, man, they're everywhere. Including a stop in Leland, North Carolina on June 24th. Margaret's Tinkerbell Talks, Tales of Pixie Dust Life was published in 2016. She'll be back at Mayberry Days this fall with books available. So go and check them out. On June 25th, Betty Lynn greeted fans and signed autographs at the Andy Griffith Museum for the first time in almost 18 months. The session came together with just a day's notice and was limited to 100 lucky fans. Part of the impetus for the semi-impromptu meet-and-greet event was that Ted Koppel and a film crew from CBS Sunday Morning, the show, were there in Mount Airy that week working on a story about the aftermath of the pandemic while also sort of taking the pulse of Mayberry world about various issues. We're talking about that. The story is expected to run later this summer, so stay tuned, literally, to see more about that. So there's a great picture in the e-bullet of Betty with Ted Koppel. That's pretty neat. Thanks to Hobart Jones for the photo. The Sunday Morning crew was able to get some good footage of Betty with Koppel and fans. The occasion provided a test run for Betty's possibly returning, at least in a limited basis, to regular sessions at the museum in the near future. Fingers crossed. Fingers crossed. Maggie Peterson Mancuso reports that she is getting stronger and feeling a little better, and she continues to recover from several surgeries from several months ago, and she is settled down and comfortable in her new quarters there in Las Vegas. So we just want to keep her in our thoughts. While long distance travel is still not on the immediate horizon for Maggie, she has been able to see husband Gus perform at the Bootleggers once a week. It'll be a happy day when she's able to once again join him on stage and perform a few tunes together. So let's just keep her in our thoughts. And there is, in our show notes, there's a link to the GoFundMe page if you'd like to go and help Maggie. And I'd like to tell you that to be watching at Weavers, because we have some special items that are Maggie's dresses. We have some dresses. We may have some scripts, not from the Andy Griffith Show, but other scripts that we will be selling to help raise money for Maggie as well. So keep an eye open, and we'll try to make sure everybody knows about it at Weavers. So watch weaversdepartmentstore.com, and you can also check the Facebook page for Weavers, and we'll be trying to get the word out, because this is all about raising money for Maggie, not about raising money for Weavers. Okay, so just keep that in your mind. So there's a couple of memorandums, Mayberry and memorandums. We talked about this a little bit before, but we're sad to report the passing of two actors who made significant contributions to Mayberry, Gavin McLeod and Arlene Galanca. The memorial tribute to Gavin McLeod is in this issue of the e-bullet. I encourage you to come over and read it because it's very long. We're not going to try to read it here on the podcast. And in honor of Arlene and her two episodes of The Andy Griffith Show and 49 episodes of Mayberry RFD, there's a special edition of the e-bullet remembering Arlene Galanca. Okay, so there's a link to that in the e-bullet as well. So please go over and check it out because both of these people deserve you to remember them and just be thinking about them as we move forward. And I definitely encourage you to do that. So they're going to be missed. I got to meet Arlene several different times, and she was so nice. I never met Gavin McLeod, I don't think. But I've heard a lot of good things about him as well. So let's jump on down to chapter news. So in chapter news, the chapters have been getting together on their own and in bunches this summer. Bunches. Lazy summer. That is for our staff. The staff, well, you know what staff is what Jim says. We rely on the pictures to tell the story for some of the recent highlights. But first, one more reminder. The 9th annual Mayberry Meetup is happening in Mount Airy this weekend. It's likely to be the second largest gathering of chapters of the Andy Griffith Show at large. Rerun Watchers Club members and fans in general. As it's only second only, really, to Mayberry Days. So definitely come on out. It's not too big, and it's a laid-back weekend. You should enjoy yourself. A few formal events are scheduled, mainly just Neil Brower's lectures, as we already talked about, and the things going on at the museum. But we'll be gathering and visiting there at the gazebo at the Mayberry Motor Inn. So definitely come and check it out. There was a wild bunch of folks got together in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. That's right. Well, actually, Gordo, Alabama, for Mule Day and Chicken Fest in Gordo. There's a great picture in there of all the cast of characters that were there. Definitely something I would love for you to be able to check out. You might want to go and check out the e-bullet. It's hard to describe pictures. There's photos of Betty when she was getting her autographs and signing autographs with fans. There's the Mayberry chapter has one of their squad cars out, and Dennis Bill dressed as Andy at a Independence Day parade in Farragut, Tennessee on July the 3rd. So there's lots of news like that in there from the e-bullet, so go check it out. The next topic in the e-bullet is called Reeling in Mayberry. It's R-E-E-L-I-N-G, reel, like a film reel. Oh, hey, that's funny. You're clever, Jim Clark. Oh, he's clever. Post-production for Mayberry Man movie. The Mayberry Man movie is written and directed by Stark Howell and produced by Court Howell, both sons of Hoke Howell, a.k.a. Mayberry's Dud Walsh. It's Wash, by the way. Wash. I got to throw an L in there somewhere. And co-produced by Greg Schell, the son of Ronnie Schell, is 99% complete at this point. The focus is now on distribution in order to allow as many people as possible to see the movie. Toward that end, three red carpet screenings events are planned for September. The first trio of screenings will be exclusively for backers and others involved in the production of the film. The first of these private screenings will be held at the Royal Theater in Danville, Indiana on September the 4th. It'll be followed by the West Coast premiere at a theater in New Hall, California. But I can't say the name of the theater. I should have looked that up. That's on September the 13th. And then the East Coast premiere at Creekside Cinemas in Mount Airy, North Carolina on September the 24th. That's the Wednesday of Mayberry Days week. So maybe you can make it. There will also be a private, again, it's invitation only, screening available online only on September the 28th, and it's only for backers, okay? Being a backer has its privileges. The plan is for the movie to then be available to general audiences and select theaters beginning in October. So October is when everybody should be able to start being able to see it. There's already theaters that are starting to line up. There's I got reports this past week of the coming soon sign, the poster actually being in the theater window in Batesville, Indiana. I heard that from Henry Bennett. So hopefully he won't jinx it. But thanks to Rick for letting me know about that. Let's see. So that's all about Mayberry Man. So I have a little bit of information. So there's more information in the e-bullet about things going on online and everything. So definitely go and check out all the wonderful stuff that Jim Clark has for us. While we're on the topic, let me go ahead and bring up this, the Mayberry Effect. Now, the Mayberry Effect, you may or may not remember, is the documentary that was done by Chris Hudson, and it's the Mayberry Effect is the name, and we got information that's exclusive right now. Of course, it'll be tomorrow. I guess it won't be, but it is exclusive at the moment. The Mayberry Effect will be releasing on August the 31st of 2021 on over 100 digital platforms by the distributor Gravitas Ventures. Okay, so people will be able to pre-order the documentary via iTunes, and when it's released on October the 31st, they'll gain access to it. So you could pre-order. It may not be there yet, but be watching. If you have an iTunes account or your iPhone or iPad, you could go that way to buy the movie, to buy the documentary, and gain access to it then when it comes out on August 31st. It should also be available on other transactional platforms where they can buy or rent the film as well. Maybe Amazon Prime Video might be on Amazon Video, might be there as well. There's 100 digital platforms. Surely Amazon's one of them. If everyone is listening, if everybody listening to the podcast can help out, if they want to, if they're wanting to buy this through, and you have an Amazon or you have a iTunes account, go out and do that, because it'll help in placement by iTunes and expose the film to more people. So if you go and pre-order, that'll help him get more publicity for the Mayberry Effect. So consider doing that if you can. He'll have exact dates to share when the pre-sales actually start. So he's going to let us know that here on the podcast. So definitely be watching out for that. Also, little tidbit, just finding out, the Mayberry Effect will also have two screenings during Mayberry Days. On Wednesday, September 22nd at 1 p.m. Now, I'm not sure where it'll be, but it's going to be on Wednesday at 1 p.m. So if you're in Mount Airy and you're one of the backers of the Mayberry Man movie, you can make almost a double feature out of this thing, because I don't think Mayberry Man's starting that early. So you could go to the Mayberry Effect at 1 p.m. on that date, on that Wednesday. And then, or you could go on Sunday during Mayberry Days, that last Sunday as well at 1 p.m. There'll be a Q&A thing after each one, and hopefully it'll be a lot of fun. So maybe Floyd can show up there, or actually Alan, I think, in that case, because I'm Alan in the movie, in that documentary. So it should be a lot of fun. So, hey, you can make two movies that weekend. So you can see, if you're a backer, you can see Mayberry Man. Or if you're not a backer, you can still go see the Mayberry Effect. So you got two options. So there you go. Make some plans either Wednesday or Sunday afternoon. Both are available. So stick around Mount Airy extra day and you can go see the movie. So this is a exclusive, as I said, to Two Chairs No Waiting. He'll be announcing the official release dates and stuff on social media, beginning basically the same day the podcast comes out, Tuesday. So hopefully you guys will have seen this. He's waiting still to hear back from the DVDs and stuff. So he should have that information coming up pretty soon as well. And Weavers will carry the DVD as soon as they are available. All right. Woo. That's way too much news. You guys are still here. Oh, thank you for showing up. Oh my goodness. Woo. All right, so that's all of the news around Mayberry. Let's see, I need to pick different music for our trivia. Let's play some trivia. Here we go. Now, these are coming out of the Mayberry Trivia Book by Scott Hopkins. 1,500 questions from a classic, TV classic. Here we go. Number one, five questions, just for fun. Opie had an imaginary horse named Blackie. True or false? Opie had an imaginary horse named Blackie. All right. Going third time, and here's the answer. Opie had an imaginary horse named Blackie. Is it true or false? It is true. He had an imaginary horse named Blackie. All right. Next question. How many telephones were there in the Taylor house? How many telephones were there in the Taylor house? This is, you got to give a number. Okay. Okay. How many telephones were there in the Taylor house? You can pause if you don't know the answer. The answer is 3. That's what that we know of, right? Because there was one in the kitchen. There was one on the table beside the, over at Andy by the fireplace, right? And there's one in Andy's bedroom, right? Because he answers it one night. That's the only ones I can think of. So 3. All right. Next question. Number three. What did Gomer say was the name of his dog? What did Gomer say was the name of his dog? Thinking about it? You guys got it? What did Gomer say was the name of his dog? The answer is, pause if you don't want to know the answer yet, but the answer is Sport. It was Sport, not Spot, Sport. That was close. Sport is the answer. All right, number 4. Now, this is multiple choice. Multiple choice. What did Barney think of Viola Slatt? She's A, the biggest gossip in town. B, a drinker. C, a snuff dipper. Or D, a witch. Ooh. All right. What did Barney think of Viola Slatt? The biggest gossip in town. A drinker. And a snuff dipper. And a witch. Those are the 4. Okay. All right. Your last chance. Viola Slatt. She's the biggest gossip in town. She's a drinker, a snuff dipper, or a witch. A, B, C, D. The answer is A. She's the biggest gossip in town. Of course, he was telling gossip when he said it. All right. Final question. All right. This is a good one. How much did Colonel Harvey's Indian elixir cost? How much did Colonel Harvey's Indian elixir cost? Okay. Last chance. And then just pause if you don't know. If you don't want to know, how much did Colonel Harvey's elixir cost? The answer is $1. I'll take 2. Okay. All right. So how did you do? I hope you did well. Hope you did a good job there. All right. So now what you've all been waiting for. I know it because it's the treat every week. Let's go in here for this week in Mayberry history.
Welcome to This Week in Mayberry History, a report by special correspondent Randy Turner of the Gomer and Cooper Plough Comic Book Literary Guild of the Mayberry Historical Society.
Over the course of his career, Richard Bull appeared in hundreds of television episodes, made-for-TV movies, and theatrical films, including one of 2 roles he is best remembered for, the Doctor in Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea, not to mention an appearance in The Andy Griffith Show, and 2 in Gomer Pyle, USMC. As discussed last week, in 1974, Richard was cast in the second role for which he is best remembered, that of Nels Olson in the popular family series Little House on the Prairie, based on the series of books by Laura Ingalls Wilder. While he was a series regular, he did not appear in every episode, allowing him to continue to work in other shows. In fact, Richard played two more recurring roles during this same period. He played a recurring character in 1974 in two of his seven appearances in Mannix, and played Reverend Pauly in two 1977 episodes of Mary Hartman, Mary Hartman. He also appeared in other series, such as Lou Grant, and appeared in four episodes of Barnaby Jones, though as different characters. In 1978, Richard and his wife, Barbara Collentine, again played a married couple in a film, this time in A Different Story. In 1981, they were able to appear together again on the small screen in an episode of Little House on the Prairie in which Richard was appearing. By the time Little House ended its run in 1983, both Richard and his wife slowed down their careers. Barbara appeared usually just once a year or so in series at this point, such as in Newhart, and as the same character in two episodes of St. Elsewhere. After appearing in two of a three-part episode of the action series Hunter in 1989, Barbara retired. Richard reprised his Little House character in a Little House TV movie in 1983 and in two more in 1984. He also appeared in series such as Knott's Landing, Amazing Stories, and It's Gary Shandling Show. He played the recurring character of Frank Farrello's father in two episodes of Hill Street Blues in 1985 and 1986. In 1985, he also reunited with Michael Landon for a two-part episode of Landon's new series, Highway to Heaven. He guest starred in the series again in 1988, then appeared in an episode of Designing Women that same year. With his wife Barbara having retired in 1989, Richard appeared in a 1990 made-for-television movie and then also retired. He came out of retirement almost a decade later for a small part in 1999 on the medical drama ER. That same year, Barbara also came out of retirement to appear in the comedic film The Opera Lover. After a career of frequently acting together on stage and sometimes having the opportunity to appear together in films and television, Robert and Barbara had one last chance to do so again in the 2000 film A Day in the Life. In their past filmed work, they had never been the stars, but this final time was different. A Day in the Life stars the married couple as two of five seniors in a well-received film written and directed by Canadian poet Jean Mercy. The film's poster features Robert and Barbara embracing. In 2000, after that film, Richard and Barbara moved back to Chicago, where their careers had started more than 50 years earlier. Richard continued to act intermittently for another 11 years. He appeared in a 2003 TV movie, Normal, starring Jessica Lange and Tom Wilkinson. That same year, he appeared on stage in the play The Man from Nebraska, produced by Chicago's famed Steppenwolf Theater. Richard also appeared in four more feature films, a feature film in 2006, and three more films, all released in 2008. His final appearance was in a 2011 episode of Kelsey Grammer's series, Boss. One of the 1988 films in which Richard appeared was Sugar, a sports drama about a Dominican baseball pitcher trying to get into the major leagues in the United States. Richard was nominated as part of the ensemble in the film for a Gotham Award, movie awards given out for independent films. In 2012, Richard and Barbara moved back to Los Angeles into the retirement facility run by the Motion Picture and Television Fund. Catherine McGregor, who had played his henpecking wife on Little House in the Prairie, was also living in the facility. Richard died in 2014. Afterward, Barbara and Catherine had dinner together in the home and drank a toast to Richard, saying he'd been a wonderful husband to both of them. Mayberry fans can feel glad that this popular character actor appeared in the Andy Griffith Show and Gomer's spinoff during his busy career as an in-demand character actor. That's it for this week. As always, thanks for listening, and remember to take care of yourself, take care of others, and take Andy's advice, and go out there and act like somebody.
Thank you, Randy. Randy always provides us such amazing information about the topics he finds. If you want to make sure you don't miss out on any of them, send him an email at turnersgrade@gmail.com, turnersgrade@gmail.com, and he'll make sure you don't miss out on any of the Mayberry Fine. So, folks, I hope you have enjoyed the podcast tonight. I hope you're a subscriber to the eBullet, and I hope you're looking forward to the movies. The Mayberry Effect is the one that I guess will be coming out first that you'll be able to get access to. So definitely go over there and show Chris the love. And pick up a copy because it's going to be good. So we'll have them at Weavers as soon as the DVDs are available, but you might want to get them from iTunes or other methods if you can. So, friends, I would love to hear from you. You can give me a call at 888-684-8415, or you can email me at floyd@imayberry.com. Maybe we'll see you at the meetup this coming week, and we'll be back here hopefully next week. For Two Chairs, No Waiting, episode 642. Oh, my goodness. Just keeps racking them up. 650 will be here before I know it. Folks, have a great week. Looking forward to all these new movies coming out for people to be able to have more Mayberry. We got Mayberry Days. We got the Mayberry Meetup. We've got all kinds of stuff happening. So, friends, get out there and have some Mayberry fun. And we'll see you next time on Two Chairs. Whoa, I stopped my music. So we'll see you on Two Chairs anyway. I've got Christmas music playing. So I guess this is a blooper, but I'm going to leave it in. You guys have a great week, and we'll see you right here on Two Chairs next week. Have a good week, everybody.
There's a place I love to visit each weekday on TV. A place where life is simple, good friends and family. They've never met a stranger there, no one's in a hurry. And when I think of heaven, Lord, I always think of Mayberry. If I never get to heaven, Lord, just let me go to Mayberry with Andy and Barney, Opie and A.B. If I never get to heaven, Lord, just let me go to Mayberry. Got something about Mayberry seems like it.